Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the podcast again. It is Friday morning. Good Friday is what we call it, April the 2nd, 2021. We are ready to go into Resurrection Weekend, Resurrection Sunday. It's always an exciting time. It's like the most holy day for the Christian because it's the day that Jesus came out of that grave, resurrection, life, and power. God raised him from the dead, and then he gave us that resurrection life and power as well. We have been raised to walk in new life through our faith in Jesus Christ. So it's a wonderful time of praise and worship. And this morning, as I was spending time with the Lord, Psalm 24, here it came. And it's talking about being ready for the King of Glory to come in. It's talking about having our hearts prepared and ready to meet with the King. Oh man, I love this. I love this message. I love this passage of scripture. And I just want you to think about if you were going to have a few moments with a worldwide known King. I mean royalty. He is so prestigious. He is so marvelous. And you actually get to come and meet with this King. Okay. How would you prepare? Would you take a shower? Would you buy new clothes? Would you prepare what you were going to say and how you were going to greet him and how you were going to appreciate him? You know, we wouldn't take a moment like that lightly, would we? You know, we wouldn't just kind of come in as like, well, here I am. Yeah, no big deal. I mean, no, it's a special, special moment. And our moments of worship with Jesus are just as special. So we come humbly before him. We come with a prepared heart and mind. A lot of our preparations are external, you know, our clothes and whether or not our kids are acting right and where we're going to sit. And all that. But, you know, we think a lot about the internal preparation of the heart. The affection and the worship that we want to bring to Jesus. You know, we don't come presumptuously. We have respect for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So special moments require special preparation. Okay. I want to read to you a little bit of Psalm 24 because this is what I heard this morning. It's the last part, beginning with verse 7. It says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in." Who is this King of Glory? He's the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in." Who is this King of Glory? He's the Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. What I love about our worship is that it creates a seat for the presence of God to come into our midst. You know, as we gather together for worship and we offer him up pure worship, the presence of the Lord comes in glory, fire, and power. But if you go back up to Psalm 24, it says, "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord, righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face." So it's talking about, you know, coming before him with a pure heart and bringing that pure offering of worship. And I was thinking about in the Old Testament, if you've ever read the Levitical law, you know all the requirements for the offerings that they would bring. And they were told to bring a lamb, a goat, or a bull, like the firstborn of the flock, not the runt, the one without spot or blemish, not something with, you know, a gross patch of skin or a fur missing or a broken leg. No, we're supposed to bring God our best offering when we come to him in worship. And here's the thing, you know, when we bring him our best offering, when, you know, we are ready for the King of Glory to come in and his presence comes, it's because he wants to fill us up. Okay. He wants us to encounter his presence so that we get filled up with him. Because actually the gates that we're opening up, it's not the gates of our church. It's us. Okay. We're the temple. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Lift up these gates so that the King of Glory may come into us. Because this is what God wants to do for us this weekend. So thankful. I am thankful for what he's going to do. I am expecting people to be saved. I'm expecting prodigals to return. I'm expecting people to drop off their baggage and just take up that fresh wind of God in their life. Yeah, for people to be set free, for bondages to be broken. Spent some time in prayer with some sisters last night over our church services and just asking for God to come in such a powerful way. And according to our faith, it will be done for us. We're coming with a sense of expectation. So another thing that I believe is really important this weekend, you know, we have to see ourselves as whole and healed, and therefore we are able to become an agent of healing for those who come in. So may the Father highlight those who come in that need his touch. Yeah, I think sometimes we come to the Lord and we're just so consumed with our own brokenness. And the Lord is like, get over yourself. Okay, I have healed you. I have made you whole. I accept you. I love you. Would you look around and see who comes in that needs healing and wholeness? Okay. And I think if we're so consumed with our own brokenness, we don't see the opportunities that are around us. Okay. So God wants to use us. He wants to use us and you to reach out to others who are coming in. I'm hoping this weekend I know we're going to see some baptisms. I'm believing that we're going to see people make first time decisions for Jesus Christ. Maybe there's people coming in that have not yet come back to church from the quarantine, you know, through 2020. It may be their first time coming in through all this stuff, and they're returning to the table. I'm planning a meal on Sunday because I love it for my kids to get together, and, you know, work schedules make it kind of hard sometimes. And to get all my children together to have a meal, man, I just love it when they come. And I think the Father is the same way. He wants all of his children to come in and meet around the table. A feast is prepared. It's the feast of his presence. It's the feast of his word. It's a feast of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Father just wants all his children to come around the table. And, you know, I've got this ham that is in the refrigerator downstairs. My husband doesn't want to eat it all himself. So when my children come, I just want to feed them. You know, it's like, I'm not wanting them to come to do something for me. I'm not wanting them to mow my yard or have Joseph fix my computer again. I mean, I just want to enjoy their company. And I pray that you would see the Lord has that same feelings towards you. He wants to feed you. He wants you to come and feast. He wants you to meet around the table. He wants to enjoy your company because he knows what we need, and we need him. We just need him to infuse that resurrection life in us again. So just declare some things over yourself. Just, you know, Jesus, you have healed me. Jesus, you have made me whole. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, let your resurrection life and power fill me again. Father, let me be a healer of others. Show me who needs your touch, God. Amen. Father, let lives be changed. Let chains be broken this weekend. Let salvation come. Let deliverance come. Healing come to others, God. And be magnified, Lord Jesus. We bring you our worship. We bring you our praise. And it's in his name we pray. Okay. Enjoy your resurrection weekend.